Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time decisions has begun. I'm Gabriel Morenzi, and I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Kevin Walsh will be joining us in a couple of moments' time. We've got a lot of games to break down. It's Monday, but the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, does not have the Monday blues because he crushed the Riviera, not the casino, the golf course, as Max Homa is victorious. And when the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, wins, his local grocers win. His local butcher wins. It's a trickle-down effect into the economy. Trickle-down economics, stupid. That's what it is. So when Cam wins, like suddenly like Cam's butcher is happy and having a better dinner with his wife. Oh, yeah, that big guy with the red hair came in. He was in a great mood. He bought a bunch of lobster. What's going on, Cam?
You said it, Moretzi. Yeah, it's funny. I got part two of the grocery trip. Leave back with the first $200 haul. We got some chops, some steaks. I'm going to make up some nice stuff too, some seafood. It was a great, great haul at the local grocery store. You said it, quality cuts still needed. I got to make a second trip for some premium cuts. Great day, Gabe, but as you say, we don't live in the past, buddy. We got a whole new week to break it down, but I'll tell you, that golf tournament put me in orbit. When I saw Homa miss a three-footer to win the tournament and get stuck behind a tree, I was going, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe he won that damn thing. It was nuts. If people didn't see it, that was the craziest playoff ever.
See, it's the opposite. When Cam's neighborhood, they can tell when he wins. My neighborhood, they can tell when I lose. My local guys at the 7-Eleven. I come in, they look down right away. They don't make eye contact. They know. They're like, oh, yeah, I think he's struggling. I think he had a bad UFC card last night. Don't say anything to him.
That's the
when they
best.
Tell me how much it is, I say, what? What'd you say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, what'd you say?
What?
Yeah. Why you knock his ear off that price?
Yeah, what? Yeah, sure. Sure, buddy, whatever you say. I'm kidding. You know, we had a decent day yesterday, limited day yesterday. 2-0.
Nice.
2-0. Yeah, we played two games. We won them both.
Unreal.
So we'll take it. I was I was out of commission. I was out of commission.
You sound like me on Friday. I was deacon. What? Deacon was decompressing. Yeah, I got
decommissioned. Was the word decommissioned?
Oh,
yeah. I was out of commission.
I see.
Decommissioned. Yeah. Like basically, I was sleeping a lot yesterday, and I woke up. I was like, oh, look, yeah, I'll get in on the Nets. And I went back to sleep. I did actually watch the game. I watched, like, the fourth quarter of that game. But I saw that you won with Max Homa, and I love that Max Homa said, man, I come to this tournament all the time, and I used to always try to get Tiger Woods to give me a high five. He never would. And he goes, now the guy's handing me the trophy. And I actually saw a picture of Homa with a beer can and everything, Cam, like a fan. Guy had a beer can. He looks all buzzed. He's trying to get Tiger to high-five him once. I love what he said. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, like 5 years in a row, I came here. He goes, I always used to follow Tiger. Not once did he ever give me a high-five.
That's typical. Typical.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Typical Tiger, right? You know what the problem is, Max? You don't have breasts. That's your problem. Hey, it'd be like our Tiger's in his zone. He's not in his zone. If it was a hot chick, he noticed. He just didn't care. He just didn't care. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenzi kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, who's red hot coming off his Max Homa win. And I was just saying, so yeah, Max Homa said, man, you know, it's a dream come true. You would have thought the guy won a major. He's like, it's such a dream come true to win this tournament. I've been coming here my whole life. He goes, I came here 5 times in a row, man, tried to get Tiger to give me a high five. He never did. And he goes, now I'm getting the trophy. And there's all kinds of pictures of him. Great shots of Homa. He's got a beer. He's reaching over the rope, trying to get a high five. Tiger's like not looking at him.
No, it's awesome. But Gabe, you got to remember something. Homa, he's a California kid, right? So this is like his home track. Like he's always been in there. Big Laker fan, big Dodger fan. He is Mr. California. Went to golf at Cal. So this is the thing. Max Homa has seen Riviera before. He's played it. He's met Tiger. You said it. Tiger Woods didn't really give him the high five. Who cares? This guy showed, I can't believe, and this is what we talk about with young athletes. And we were watching the golf, and I saw him before the playoff on his phone. And I start screaming. I'm like, what are you doing? Get focused on the thing. But then I thought about it. I'm like, he just doesn't care. He's just like, that's the way these younger guys are. They're like chilling out. Don't worry about it. I got it covered. And the guy's, he's stymied behind a tree and he has a trick shot, gets it on the green. Tony Finau looked at him and go, oh my God, I'm going to lose again. Like, that's the thing. That was unbelievable how he came back.
I think the modern athlete, just for the record, too, we got a basketball game that just tipped off, and I got a piece of it. Give me Pepperdine plus the 5.5. Give me Pepperdine plus 5.5. It's 2-2 right now, just started against St. Mary's. I think it comes down to the wire, this game. Yeah, I think it comes down to the wire. Plus 5.5, 2-2, just tipped off. But talking about Homa on his cell phone and stuff, you know what his Cam? It's sort of like when Cliff Kingsbury came into the National Football League and people mocked him. Because he said that, he goes, basically every 30 minutes during practice, we have a 5-minute cell phone break. Because I let guys go to their phone and do what they want to do, and then we get back on the field. And people are like, God, what is this? Like, it's a football team. What are you doing here? And then I remember Rob Gronkowski came out and he said, yeah, Belichick does the same thing with us. Yeah. And I was thinking, even Belichick does it, right? Said Belichick, and I think the modern player can. You're better off letting the dumb kid check his phone, bro. It's going to be on his mind. You're better off just saying, you know what, dude? Return your stupid text message. Look on Instagram to see people talking smack about you. Get back here in 5 minutes, right? Because otherwise, the kid's mind is drifting anyways.
Exactly.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Got a soccer game going on here. We told you guys we jumped in on Pepperdine. It was 2-2. It's 5-2 right now. It's like 5 minutes later. 5-2.
Oh boy.
In-game numbers 131.5. We have a bunch of early college basketball. I decided small play on the waves. St. Mary's got smoked by Gonzaga. St. Mary's aren't making the tournament this year. I think they kind of know it. And quite frankly, they're not really better than Pepperdine. I think they can hang in this game. But we've got, you know, it's one of these type of nights tonight early. Morehead State and Edwardsville, Jackson State and Grambling. We got Greensboro in Western Carolina in action now. But we do have some college basketball a little bit later on that we'll take a look at, including Syracuse and Duke. Duke laying 6 points in this game. Let's bring in Kevin Walsh right now. Talk some NBA basketball. What's going on, Walsh? How you doing?
I'm good. Always excited to be here on a Monday. Things seem to be a little bit chipper. Things are doing well here. I always like to see how the first segment goes, feel the vibe. You guys seem to be doing all right. That's good.
Did you order your Carson Wentz Indianapolis Colts jersey yet?
No Wentz jersey in the mail just yet. But I got to say, what a move from Carson Wentz. Like, the fact that anybody wanted him as a starting quarterback, and he was like, no, I'm not going to the Bears. They stink. He goes, put me in Indianapolis, otherwise I ain't going. I don't know where he gets off doing that, but it worked. And he gets to go where he wanted to.
Kid's a pretty cocky kid.
Hey, sure is. Hey, hey, Pittman, can I get my number? You know what Pittman says to you, Wentz? Nah, you don't get a number. Get a new one. Maybe with all your luck, too, you should get a new damn number, you turkey. Come on.
I love that. You're not Tom Brady and good Godwin. Godwin's like, yeah, all right, I don't have a choice here. I got to give this number up. Yeah. I like that. And Pittman's like, no, it's not happening. I like what he said. He goes, no, I'm kind of locked in on this. He goes, I'm kind of locked in. And Wentz is like, what about money? And he said, I wouldn't feel right taking money. He goes, no. Wentz is like, oh, I was thinking about getting a new number anyway.
Off to a good start again.
Yeah, it's a great start.
When, off when to a good the start kid, with his teammates.
Kid in the second year in the league, Walsh is telling you no.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's the two of us based on Indianapolis. He's like, I'm not worried about this. No, thanks, pal.
And then they asked him, what do you think about the situation? He goes, well, we have a stable situation. Not like, oh, yeah, I can't wait. He goes, I guess we have a stable quarterback situation. I got a good kick at him. Like, yeah, Wentz, like you said, Cam, you know, you figure Wentz, like, would be this, like, lunch pail type of kid, but it turns out no. Like, he actually thinks he's somebody or something.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, you go to, like, South Dakota State, like, you think you're going to be a night. Yeah, like, I don't know where he got this Hollywood wrestling. Was it South Dakota State? Did I say North Dakota State? South Dakota State? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. North Dakota, the Bison. Yeah, holy geez, here we go. Thursday's rolling into Monday, Gabe. Still got the cobwebs.
Not the Fighting Sioux, the Bison. Yeah,
the Bison, not the Fighting Sioux. But anyway, yeah, you think you go to a small school like that, Wentz is like Hollywood. He's like a wrestler. Hey, man, like, you know, like, it's like, dude, relax. Like, you've done nothing in this league, and now he's like demanding. Not a great start, though. You said it, Moretzky, when Pittman's like, go get bent. Go get your own number. This is going to be an interesting situation with the Colts this year. Can't wait.
If I'm Carson Wentz, I would want to start with a new number anyways.
I agree.
He's going to ask for 18. I'm thinking he asks for 18. He's like, who wore that? He goes, who wore that? Let me throw 18 on. What do you say, guys? I mean, at this rate.
Not only that, I wouldn't let him wear the number 1 or 8. To be like, I'd be like, not only is 18 taken, so is 1 and 8.
Yeah. Good
they
point.
They should just give him a number. Hey, here's number, what's a random number they can give them? Yeah, I guess what's the rule with the quarterback? How high can you go up to? Four? Nah, he doesn't deserve four.
That's Harbaugh. Harbaugh wore four in Indianapolis, too. Actually, that number should be void, too. He's not even good enough to wear that number. Nope, pass.
How about this? They should tell him, dude, you don't get a number, all right? You get one of the fan jerseys. You're basically just getting a fan jersey. Like, there's no name or number on the back.
Nothing. Yeah, that's the best. No nameplate, no number.
It's like a Yankees jersey. Not bad. All right. I can see that.
I do too. You know, guys on the Colts are thinking, oh, yeah, this guy's buddies with the coach, too, right? That's why he's coming here. You know, so when's better, like, buying
Pittman
people lunch and
tree.
Stuff?
Shrunk. I'm lower on Michael Pittman come fantasy season, I think. I think he's already fallen out of favor.
I've already drafted Jack Doyle. I've already drafted Jack Doyle. All right, so let's get into we're going to be talking NFL draft tonight. Yeah, just saying that because Wentz, of course, loves his tight ends. We'll get into the NFL draft tonight with Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Rage Late Night, working in conjunction with SI.com. So Chicago Bulls and the Houston Rockets on the board. It's amazing, man. Ever since Wood went down, they bit the dust, this team. You know, after the trade and everything, Cam, the Rockets, what? They were like 6-1 in 7 games. They had good team chemistry. And Wood gets hurt. The wheels have completely fallen off. Everybody's hurt all the time. They're being held out. And, you know, these guys, they're just not a very good basketball team right now. And you talked about the Bulls last week, Walsh, being good on the road. It's too bad we're not getting points, but this is still a winnable game just due to the fact that Zach LaVine is the hottest player on either team on the floor.
Oh, undeniably. Zach LaVine should be an all-star this year. It actually was plus one this morning, so you could have put yourself in another road dog spot with the Chicago Bulls, but you said it with the Rockets, and at this point now, it's almost like they're just trying to do things for PR's sake. They guaranteed DeMarcus Cousins' contract and then said, like, hey, by the way, we're going to cut you and send you to a contender. Who does that? Like, the way that their owner's been penny pitching as well, like, they just were like, no, listen, let's do right by DeMarcus, who's been there for a cup of coffee. Like, Victor Oladipo's out again, which is, like, one of those deals where, remember when all of a sudden it was like, wait, what happened? How did Oladipo all of a sudden end up in this James Harden trade? I understood what the Rockets were thinking, but, man,
they
that's
might
not
trade
on Oladipo, level of them.
They might they be trading. That's
how?
The whole thing. Word is that
like he doesn't
it's
play.
Like, hey, yeah. I know. I don't know what's going on here. I can tell you one thing, though. I know that they've lost seven straight basketball games. And, yeah. You know, were they somewhat competitive against Philadelphia? Yeah, they lost by five. But for the most part, they've been getting blown out. And you look at the Chicago Bulls, guys. You know, when we say a team has won three of their last four games, by Bulls standards, that's pretty good, right? So they've won three of their last four. They've won four of their last six. If you dig down a little bit deeper, we talk about Zach LaVine. This guy has been an absolute monster, 30-plus points a night, eight of the last nine games. And, you know, I think Chicago, I just think Cam, Chicago, we talk about the locker room, the mindset of getting on the floor. As you just stated, Walsh, Houston Rocket players have to be wondering, what the hell are we doing? What's the direction of our team? We're like, what are we doing here? Meanwhile, Chicago take the court, say, you know what? We're only three games under 500, guys, and we're good on the road. Let's get this game tonight.
And I got to tell you guys something. Like, you guys play a lot more props, but the one, Zach LaVine is the gift that just keeps on giving. Ask Morenci, Walsh. I bet him every time. 26.5, over, 27.5, over, 28, over. The guy's unbelievable, man. Like, you're just sitting there at halftime. He's almost right at his totals. Like, that's the thing. They've moved it up just a little bit, but this Zach LaVine train started at about 25 points. I don't care if it's like 28.5 or whatever. He has been money. What is it tonight? 28.5?
30.5.
Oh, no. They didn't do it. They did it. Oh, those guys, those sneaky, sneaky books. They just can't let us have free money.
There's a new guy that the book can't catch up to, and it's Terry Rozier. They are absolutely lost when it comes to Terry. Because his prop is 22.5. He's not even averaging 22 a game, but over his last four, 33, 41, 36, 34. Like they can't post 30.5 for Terry Rozier. He's flying these days.
I was taking him earlier in the year. I'll tell you what, both the Bulls and the Rockets have been playing games to the over as well. I'll be betting the over this game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. I love how Cam just hears what he wants to hear. Oh, 28.5? No, 30.5. So it's what, 28.5? Yeah, 30.5.
Oh, I heard 30.5. Loud and clear, I got you. I was just hoping for a 28.5, but I've already put in your boy Rozier at 21.5. I heard that one loud and clear. I'm in.
Nice.
All right, so, yeah. Zach LaVine is 30.5 right now at FanDuel, minus 118 to the over, minus 102 to the under. Kobe White, 15.5. Patrick Williams, who I like Williams' rebound props, Walsh, but they've adjusted. It was 4.5 all the time. They made it 5.5. So I tell you what tonight, guys, points tonight here for Tate. Jayshon Tate, 12.5.
There you go.
When everybody's out, Walsh, and this kid plays 30-plus minutes, he scores 15 every time. And I'll get you guys the numbers to back it up here. Like, when Oladipo's out, bro, he scores. They don't have anybody. And that's, you know what I mean?
And that's the thing that I was just going to, while you look that up, I'll just back you up by saying, like, you can't look at Deshaun Tate's, like, overall numbers. You have to go in and you have to figure out the games in which he's playing, and one of those Oladipo's or Eric Gordon's or John Wall's are absent, because it's happened so many times. Like, it's pretty similar to what, like, the Boston Celtics. Like, you don't really, like, they're always missing somebody over there in Boston. It's the same deal in Houston. Jayshon Tate, you can see he's got a tons of double-digit games where he's over that 12.5 mark.
He has scored 13 or more points in 5 of the last 6 games. 12.5 tonight. And the Rockets, once again, shorthanded this evening. So Jayshon Tate will be one of our plays. Looks like we're going to have a lot of action on this game, Cam. Well, a lot of action on this Bulls game. Bulls Rockets. I know. The over.
Yep. We're slipping into the week, Morenci, and I'll tell you, this Monday's got a lot of betting potential. That's the thing. I might have gone to the grocery store and hit part one, but who says we're not going to chunk a little bit of those Homa monies into some bets tonight? Let's rock.
So Williams is 5.5 rebounds this evening. He had 11 against Sacramento, 3 against Philadelphia. You know what's interesting about that? I was on that. He had 3 against Philadelphia in the first half, and he couldn't get anything going in the second half. He had 5, 9, 4. He's not consistent enough to be a 5.5. If he's a 4.5, I would take him. If it was 4.5, but a 5.5, I'm out. Can't force it. Memphis, Dallas, Walsh. This game seems like a game not to overthink. It's going to be a track meet this game, up and down the court.
Yeah, look, 8 of the last 9 games for each of these teams has gone over. Like, they're both over machines right now. Dallas is coming back from a week delay, but not COVID. Weather. That's how crazy this stuff has all been down south.
Got a fresh leg.
Yeah, but so that's the thing, too. I took it up. I was only really able to find 3 instances of a team's missing a week or more basketball. Memphis had a spot. With the Wizards, they came back against San Antonio. And then we also saw it happen to the Boston Celtics. That first game back was 2-1 of the over. So that didn't scare me off either. Plus, again, it's not like the Mavericks are going to be shorthanded or sucking wind. Again, not COVID-related. They just basically got an all-star break before the all-star break. 233, that's fine by me.
I'm in, Cam. Are you going to be betting this game?
I'm thinking about taking the angle with both Dallas teams tonight. I know with the power outage, I think the Mavericks are going to be parlayed. And I'm also, we'll get to the hockey board, but you don't have a lot time with this. Yeah, Ron Rubber. No, I'm sticking with Bob Basketball right now. Don't worry. Everything's cool. I'm just saying both Dallas teams, I think, are going to be play on teams tonight. You know, the power outage, and they've had a break. And sometimes the last time when I know when the Stars had a break, they played really well. I'm with the Mavericks tonight, and I lean over as well.
Everything always comes back to hockey with Cam. We asked him about the Dallas Mavericks. He likes the Dallas Stars. It's Dallas two-step tonight. Daily double.
I will say, Kevin, in my explanation, I was explaining both cities with the Dallas Stars and the Mavericks as I'm both betting both teams in the leagues. It wasn't just Ron Rubber talking rubber.
Yeah, that's the winning edge. Hornets. Great edge.
Hornets are getting 12.5 against the Utah Jazz. Yeah. Total 228. Walsh. You're betting
Rozier?
Yeah,
so this is a really interesting spot. Rozier, we've already talked about. The LaMelo Ball number was 16.5, a number he had gone over in 7 straight. They now bump it to 17.5. Yeah, sometimes it can be a little bit more hit or miss. He did hang 34, though, on Utah the last time they played. I don't mind playing both Terry and LaMelo to the over. Donovan Mitchell's number I saw, 25.5. He's gone over that in 6 of 8 games. The 2 times he missed it, he scored 24. Plus, he had 30-plus points, not only against that Charlotte Hornets team the first go-around, he also had 30-plus the first time they played a game off of a loss, which I kind of care about because they lose so rarely. It's like, oh, how do you usually respond? Well, Donovan Mitchell takes it personal and goes out there and tries to, you know, put up big numbers. From a side perspective here, the first half spread was 7.5. I think that's interesting. When they played the Pistons that first game off of a loss, they were up by 23 at the break. Last time they played in Charlotte, the Jazz were up by 15 at half. I don't think 7.5 is a bad play. Utah probably comes out and inserts themselves pretty quickly in front.
I like the Rozier angle better than the Ball angle. I know Ball's a trendy pick tonight. Points, assists, and all that. You know, his assist, that was 7.5. It's ridiculously high suddenly. And yes, they did play. They did play on February the 5th. Rozier had 15 points in that game. But as you mentioned, 36, 33, 41, and 34 for Rozier over the last four games at a manageable number tonight. I'll get a piece of that Rozier prop. Oh, boy, it looks like Pauly Prop is back tonight.
Ooh, God. I don't know. I was kind of liking it better when Pauly Prop was, you kicked him out of the house. You're going 2-0 on the weekend. He's like, yeah. He's like that bad friend. He's like, Morency, come party with me. You're like, no, Paul Prop. I got like a late night show. Come on. Bok, 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 bok. You got to tell that guy to get out of your life, man. You're doing better when you're just dealing with your friend, Urban Under.
You know, last week, Walsh, I had a pretty good week, but like one night 16-6, the next night 9-14. Yeah, like 1-5 with NBA props. You know, blowouts, bad beats, one of those deals. Oh, next night, stay away from the props, 12-4. Next night, go back to the props, 9-13. And I'm kind of scratch my head. I'm like, I'm kind of noticing a pattern here about like when I have losing nights. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm having these losing nights solely because of these jerk off NBA props. You know what I mean? And like you said, I was a half point short. Oh, but you don't understand. It was a blowout. And it's like, there's always something. It's always something. Of why. Yeah. Oh, my guy got hurt. You know what I mean? It's always something.
I'm gonna say something a little bit crazy, Gabe. I think I might be betting Charlotte tonight. I think this is a nice spot for them. Going against the Utah Jazz sounds insane, but they're playing better. It's also a sandwich game, a big juicy sandwich. And you know who comes in on Wednesday? The Los Angeles Lakers, Walsh's Lakers. Seems like a little bit of a look-ahead spot right now. I think I'll take 13 and hope I don't get stung by the Hornets.
I expected that.
I got some crickets there. Crickets.
You know why? Because I was having deja vu the last time I mentioned betting a team in the first half that was laying a lot of points was the Steelers-Bengals game. And Cam was like, oh, beware. Old Ryan Finley might trip you up. And the next thing you know, the Cincinnati Bengals embarrassed the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I expected
a long time
that.
Ago.
That makes me feel, man, yeah, I'll never forget that game. What a bunch of jabronis. Yeah, can you believe that team?
I think I tuned Cam out because I was like, yeah, I'm not betting on that. I'm not taking that.
That's what he does, Walsh. He'll just tune me out and say, what do you got, Ron Rubber? I'm like, don't worry. Bob Basketball. I'm just saying, it's tough to go against the Jazz, but if you're going to find a spot, this could be it.
No. It's a lot of points, though. Cam.
Beware.
It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points. I can't argue. Mm-hmm. Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Tyler Walsh, one prop that's been very good to me, and with staying with props, I don't like jumping around the board. I don't mind sticking to my same guys, like Zion, etc. You know, there's certain guys I just stick to, and it is what it is. But I have been riding this Jimmy Butler assist train. The guy's an assist monster. He's an assist monster. What do you make of this game here tonight with Miami? It's a lot of points they're laying here.
Yeah, this number was 5 earlier. Did they rule Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA, right, as the kids call him? Did they rule him out yet? I was a little surprised to see this number jump up in the way that it has. But the Thunder are 1-3-1 against the spread on the second leg of the back-to-back. That makes sense to me.
Gilgeous-Alexander is playing.
Very good I'm surprised that he's actually playing on a back-to-back. The 7.5 is a lot. Man, like, do you put Miami in a couple of parlays? Do you find somebody to dance with? I feel like a Lakers Heat parlay, maybe, but I don't love it. It's not great. It's not great. No, but I don't like backing the Thunder here on the second leg of a back to back. I really don't.
I know. As surely as Cam's got to reference hockey in one way or another. Walsh had to make sure to get the Lakers in here somehow. No, do I get the Lakers?
Exactly, Gabe. Exactly.
That's me and Cam's Washington Wizards you're talking about now, Walsh. Be careful what you say.
Don't mess with our team, man. They've been making us money hand over fist.
Oh, listen, that's good. That's good. I've been telling people to bet this team to make the playoffs at +410. Everybody's running with their heads cut off so they can waste money betting the Knicks to make the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Wizards are a better team at twice the price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No, you'll get no slander from me when it comes to the Washington Wizards.
Al Horford is out tonight. Al Horford is out. Officially, Al Horford is out. But SGA is in. SGA is in. And, of course, Victor Oladipo, foot, listed as out on Monday as well. And, of course, DeMarcus Cousins is out for the Houston Rockets. And we're all in agreement, actually. We're all in agreement that we like the Bulls earlier. Game time decisions continues.
Yes, we do.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're taking a look at the NBA card for this evening with Kevin Walsh. We'll get into the NHL as well. We've got a bunch of games at 7 o'clock. Eastern, we should note. So let's keep this rolling, talking about the Miami Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Feels like a lot of points. The Heat have been on the road for a long time. Any opinion on the game, Cam?
This game, I have no opinion on. Absolutely. I have nothing in this game. I was thinking about it. I don't want to force it. You know, do you look at the points with Oklahoma City getting 7.5? Maybe, but I don't trust them either. I think this game is one we're going to leave off the board, Morenci. No need to go nuts.
Can't bet them all. You're right. No need to bet them all. Bet them all.
Exactly.
But sort of leaning OKC, but they haven't been good to me. They haven't been good at home.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm going to pass.
Actually, I'm going to be honest with you.
Much better on the road.
I keep a mental note of like our picks, like what teams are doing good. Oklahoma City screws you pretty hard. Like they are very high on the list. Like they're the opposite of the Wizards to you. Like every time you take them, they let you down. Screw them.
So Jimmy Butler's 7.5 assists tonight. I liked it better when it was 6.5. I'll tell you one guy that's been hot, Walsh, on this team, have you noticed, is Kendrick Nunn. This guy's lighting it up.
Yeah, Kendrick Nunn showed up for, 15 first-quarter points in that game on Saturday? I mean, he's had such a
– You don't sound happy. Kendrick,
no, it was a little frustrating. Here's the craziest thing about Kendrick Nunn. Like, it'll be a great piece of trivia is when they ask you which, Miami Heat rookie – from the 2020 draft class, basically, finished higher in Rookie of the Year voting. And the answer is not Tyler Hero, but Kendrick Nunn. Like, Tyler Hero, bubble breakout superstar, oh my gosh, this kid's 19. And Kendrick Nunn finished top three in Rookie of the Year voting, not Tyler Hero.
Well, look, it's, what's his point? Was it 14.5? So 14.5 tonight for Nunn. He's had 19, 16, and 27 in the last three. He's been playing a lot, 41 minutes, 31 minutes, 40 minutes. He's been playing quite a bit. He's been on the floor a lot. But is it a stone cold lock? No. But it's worth referencing that Nunn is hot. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of hot, you're not going to get any hotter than Damian Lillard. I'm taking a look at Lillard's three-point prop tonight. It's 4.5. It's plus money. Lillard didn't have a great shooting game in his last game. Yet we know how these scorers are. They, you know, they're relentless. They come back. I mean, look, guys, he was 10 of 30 from the field. He was 10 of 30 from the field. He still got to 35. He was 7 of 17 from three. So it's 4.5. He's had 7-7-5-5 in the last four games. You know it's going to be bombs away tonight against Phoenix. Phoenix actually do defend the three pretty well, actually. Mm-hmm. Teams are only hitting 34% on them. It's third best in the NBA. But I don't care. I don't care. Like Cam and Joe Namath says, I could care less about their defensive percentage.
I could care less about the Phoenix Suns' three-point defense struggling. I'm going to take a shot with Lillard. And I'm going to tell you something. I think the Portland Trailblazers might be live tonight. You're going to give me 6.5, 7 points. I know the Suns at home, but that's the thing. When you take a look at Portland and the team that they could shoot the lights out, Gabe, you talk about it. We're creeping closer to the All-Star game. Guys want to make their points, and Lillard, he hasn't met a shot he doesn't like, and he hits most of them too. I think he's going to keep Portland in the game. I think they can win this game. Give me the damn points. I'm on the Blazers tonight. It's Blaze one.
And let me.
Nice. Phoenix are hot. 11-2. Yep. 11-2 is right up in their last 13.
Come on. You got Gabe. A couple Blazers? Of teams that are in really good spots here, though. Phoenix has been awesome at home. Portland's been awesome on the road. I'll add this with Lillard, though. And I don't, and, you know, you're always like, what do I not know here? His assist prop was 8.5 -130 to the over. Now it's -130 to the under. And I don't really make any sense of that. He's had double-digit assists in 4 straight games, 9 or more in 5 consecutive. He's been dishing it out because Gary Trent Jr. and Robert Covington and everybody else is hitting their shots. That's why Portland has been able to put together result after result. I don't understand why this number's going the other way. Sharp move, be damned. I know, like, the Suns' defense, they don't give up a ton of assists. But at the end of the day, you're giving me a number that's hit 5 games in a row, and now instead of paying -130, I can pay +104. If I lose, so be it. I think it's still worth the play.
I can't disagree with your angle. This is another game I'm going to have some action in on. You know, Cam, as I mentioned, Phoenix are 11-2 in their last 13 games. They're playing good basketball. So are Portland, though. It is a lot of points. And this is another game. And, you know, we were talking about all-star snubs, all-star this, and everything else in between. And we see these guys going off. There's a big campaign right now. Zach LaVine, obviously. Dame Lillard doesn't need a campaign. And Dame Lillard was born with a chip on his shoulder. So there's going to be points scored in this game. It's hard to want to bet an under. I can understand if you don't want to bet the over this game, but I wouldn't be betting the under this game, Walsh.
No, absolutely not. I mean, and we saw Phoenix as well really start. I feel like they're probably still pretty pissed off what they allowed to happen against the Brooklyn Nets. I feel like you've seen a more focused Phoenix squad since that game. And look, all Portland knows how to do is bomb. I'll say this. Be very cautious with in-game Portland numbers, though. Gabe, I know you love betting your 250s. This team has specialized in the 40-point first quarter and the 15-point second quarter.
Interesting. It's the
he's right.
It's the NBA trap. It's the NBA trap. You know what? I don't do it, Walsh. I don't chase first quarters and stuff like that because I used to learn when I was young. I used to get burnt by that. Oh, look, they're not missing. Yeah, well, you dumbass. No one shoots 70% from three all night. Right?
So it
I was dumb. Like, you fall. Oh, it keeps happening. I'm more of a at the half, and I accept what kind of game. Was it just sort of someone got hot for a few minutes? Or is it like, really? No, this is for real. And I've been better at identifying, but I have been more patient. I find it interesting. It's down to 6.5 now, and it was 7 before. It's amazing, isn't it, Cam? Like, the Lakers, the odds makers, they almost like they're inviting you to take the Lakers every night now. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about the Lakers. And, you know, the Lakers are never like 9-point favorites anymore, 10-point favorites. It's always 6. And, like, it's always this tricky number, Cam, isn't it? Against the T-Wolves, 6.5. Like, tonight against, come on, they're playing the Washington Wizards. The Lakers should be 10.5-point favorites tonight.
Exactly. That's what I get worried about. No, you're right. I don't know. You know me. I'm very skeptical. I look at lines and go, ooh, you know, like, is it – here's the way I look at it. Is it too good to be true? Probably. Books don't give away money. Is there something we know?
It's hard to take Washington only getting 6.
It's hard to take Washington. Remember that game you said it? That game I had to T-Wolves? They're leading the whole damn game. And then the Lakers go, okay, we're just going to turn it on in the fourth, win by 8, cover by the hook. That's what they do. I want to take Washington, but I simply can't.
This is an end game for me. It's an end game in which I'll wait, and hopefully I can get the Wizards at double digits. And
exactly.
I'll tell you,
Walsh, that's what they do.
You talk about Portland being the Kings of putting up 40 and at a 15 spot. Washington are the Kings, bro, of the first 8 minutes. You think, oh, boy, man, these guys are off tonight. Oh, this is ugly. they're down like 20-5.
Yeah.
And then check back in about 20 minutes later, and you're like, oh, my God, they're winning 58-54 right now.
No,
this team 100%. Does not quit, Walsh. If they have a bad first quarter, it doesn't matter. It's bombs away.
So a couple of things, but the problem with that is the Lakers also love doing that. So this game very well could be like 12-8, like – with 3 minutes left in the quarter. Here's a serious question, though. Whoever you believe is the most valuable player in the NBA from a point spread perspective, right? Gabe, how many points is that single player worth to a point spread? What's the max? 4 points?
Yeah. Four. Could be a little four more. And a half.
I think five, LeBron, because LeBron wasn't playing.
Five. I agree with that.
And I don't know if you can really go as high as six. My thing is, if LeBron is not playing in this game. Yeah, look, Morenci plays by his own rules, no doubt about it. We learned that a long time ago.
Yes, he does.
If LeBron wasn't playing in this game, with the way the Wizards have been playing, the fact that there's no Anthony Davis and there's no Dennis Schroeder, I almost feel like Washington would be laying four in this spot. My point that I'm trying to make is I actually don't think the 6.5 is some great value on the Lakers. I think you both want to bet Washington and want a better number. But I still actually, and this is me saying this, I think the value is on Washington. The Lakers are missing their second and third best scorers. The roster relies on those guys. When LeBron
is
hits
Kuzma
the bench,
out for Caruso, sure? Is Kuzma out?
I saw him as probable. I haven't seen him officially out. I saw him as probable. I mean, if they lose Kuzma, then Talon Horton Tucker better have the breakout night that everybody's been waiting on here and put up 25. Like, honestly,
so Kevin,
I think it's fair enough to say the value is still on the Wizards at 6.5.
You're telling us to bet on the Wizards against the Lakers tonight. That's the sound of this conversation, right?
Yeah, no, listen, like something happened. I don't know what happened. I think my brain became at ease once they won the title. I've been willingly able to say that the Lakers' numbers have been awful all season long. They're terrible against the spread. They're 5-10 against the spread at home this year. They're not even good in the Staples Center. Like, it's just what it is. Like, you can't bet this team right now. Like, and it's
I want to take the Wizards so bad. But you know what the problem
you're
is?
Right, the Wizards like coming out slow, but yeah. So do the Lakers. First quarter under, neither team knows how
that's
to
that's the thing. One thing, Cam, yeah. Two guys, and Walsh is, you, mm-hmm. you got to remember, too, Washington will be fired up for a game like tonight. They don't care where people are up. They're playing the Lakers. They're in Los Angeles. Westbrook, Beal. Beal likes putting on a show. Mm-hmm. They get up for it. You're playing against LeBron, and it's pretty much LeBron and no one, really. I mean, Kuzma. I mean, like you said, so Schroeder's out. AD is out. Kuzma's listed as probable right now. I assume that's a yes. LeBron's listed as questionable, probable every day. I just assume it's
every day. It's ridiculous.
So, yeah. Tough-ass dude. Plus, he's trying to rack up some stats. He wants to win the MVP, mm-hmm. too, right?
You're right, guys. I don't think we might get an in-game number so good on Washington because if the Wiz come out hot, then it's going to be like, this might have to be a leap of faith, a little bit of bet. Take the old 6.5, 7 and hope for the best because if Washington starts the game on a heater, we're not going to get that price, Morenci. Sorry.
Washington are 6-4 against the spread in their last 10 games. They've been scrappy, though. They have been scrappy, especially when both of them are on the floor. And they both are. And in fact, right now, the Wizards are riding a 4-game win streak outright. They beat Portland. Yeah. And that's the thing, too, guys. It's pretty impressive. Like Boston, Houston, Denver, Portland. It's not like, they beat Orlando. Yeah. They beat the T-Wolves. Like, no, beat Portland. They beat Denver. They beat Boston. They smoked Boston. They got smoked by the Knicks. The Raptors always beat them. Plus, if you notice, Walsh, Raptors are beating everybody right now. What's that?
Yeah.
9-3 in the last 12? Yeah, here they come.
Let me see.
Here they come.
Hey, hold on a second. Yeah. What are we doing about Kyle? Because, 6-0 without Kyle? No? I mean, what do you want? Got some questions. Yeah, you got to start asking about it. You got to. I'm just saying. Like,
I don't know what it is. No, listen, Norman Powell's going off. They're not better without him.
Feeling.
I don't think they are
either.
Long term, probably not. But
hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No. If this team's going to look to strengthen the roster, the return for Kyle Lowry, increased minutes for Norman Powell, I just think it's a conversation that I'm sure Masai Ujiri is having at least.
There's a lot up in the air about it. I think at this point, it's Kyle Lowry that makes the decision. It's mm-hmm. up to him more than anything. Thanks, Walt.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
St. Mary's up on Pepperdine, 28-26 at the half. I bought a half a point, so I'm getting six. It's 5.5/6. 28-26 at the half camp, so we've got a close game. College basketball at 7 o'clock. Let's just take a look at the games here because they go off the board quicker than the NHL does. Syracuse and Duke, Cam, any interest in this game?
None. None whatsoever. If I bet anything in this game, it would be Syracuse, but I don't have a really good feeling about this game, Gabe. It's a tough game. I got NBA things going on. I got hockey, so I don't really want to be just picking my spot. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't feel good about it, I'm not going to go on it. Maybe in-game, though, but Duke's not – they really don't impress me at all, to be honest with you. It would be Syracuse or nothing. Maybe we'll play this one in-game, see how it goes.
Yeah, I think in-game is the way to take a look at this. It's tough. I lean Syracuse, but I'm not ready to pull the trigger. We've got Evansville and the Drake, Cam. Evansville and the Drake. And I'll tell you what, the Drake's ATS run is done. These guys were like 15-0, and they've been in a deep non-cover slide as of late. Although they have put together three straight wins, but you know they're not covering every night. We'll put it that way. Now they just did smoke Evansville. This is a rematch. Mm-hmm. So they beat them 85-71, and they're playing again here right now. I'm going to pass on this, too. I've got my one college basketball pick in. There's a couple of late college games that we'll take a look at. And I want to get my Pepperdine bet home first, and then we'll move on. So let's get into the National Hockey League games that are starting at 7 o'clock. All the NBA action is at 8 tonight. The Buffalo Sabres and the New York Islanders, total 5.5. The New York Islanders, -176. The Sabres are +148, Cam.
Yeah, I like the Islanders, but it's getting you got to play it in regulation now or parlay it. I'm not going to lay 76 cents, but it's interesting. Jeff Skinner making $9 million a year. He's a healthy scratch for Buffalo. Worst contract in the business. Skinner! Islanders own these guys, Gabe. It's the Islanders or nothing for me.
We've got the Calgary Flames and the Toronto Maple Leafs that will hit on the other side as well as Florida. And Carolina, Dallas, and Florida, and more. Bring it.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.